The European Commission is evaluating the use of those 1 and 2 cent coins out of circulation in the Eurozone. That's probably good news to a lot of people living in the Eurozone, because these small copper coins, they just seem to get everywhere. They're just tiny and, you know, they just weigh so much when they accumulate. Joining me is Andreas Becker from DW's Business Desk. Hello, Andreas.
Hi, Keith.
So what are the main arguments for getting rid of these really annoying, these ones, these coins?
Well, the main argument is they're expensive to make and they're expensive to store and to distribute. The cost of making them depends a little bit because each country makes their own coins. So if you make a lot of them and they become a bit cheaper, but the general consensus is that making and distributing them is more than they're worth. Mm. And if you look at the worth, 1 and 2 cent coins make up roughly 3% of the value of all coins in the Eurozone, but they make up almost half of the number of coins. And why? That is because one director of the German Bundesbank said they get lost and people tend to take them out of the wallet and store them at home in a jar.
That's why I've got a jar of them. I don't know what to do with them. What do I do? Do I bring them to a shop and say, here's a euro in, you know, penny pieces? It's like, nah. They're going to hate me for it.
They do.
So, I mean, quite a few Eurozone countries, including Ireland, where I'm from, and also the Netherlands, as far as I know, have taken some kind of steps to limit the use of these 1 and 2 cent coins. You know, can you tell me a bit more about how they do it?
Yeah, all in all, there are 5 countries who stopped issuing these 1 and 2 cent coins, meaning they don't make them except for like commemorative purposes anymore. Technically, legally, they are still legal tender. They have to be accepted. But if you're in one of the shops in one of these countries where the store clerk tells you we don't accept them, you are not likely to call your lawyer and take to the court or something. But basically, each of these countries, which are like Finland, Netherlands, Belgium, Ireland and Italy, they usually have a system in place where either the prices change, they indicate like the full prices, or they have a system of rounding up or down. Mm-hmm. To the nearest sum that can be divided by 5, because they're going to keep the 5 cent pieces.
Okay.
And the EU Commission is keen on having a common standard for rounding and not a different one in each country.
I mean, why don't they just price everything in multiples of 5? Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, in theory, it would make sense. But in some countries, they maybe like the fact that they get a good deal for paying €1.99. I don't know.
Oh, come on. there seems to be some resistance to getting rid of these coins. I don't understand it.
In Germany, there definitely is resistance. Mm. And I don't know, the reasons might be psychological. In English, you have the saying, take care of the pence and the pound will take care of themselves, I believe. In German, the translation of the German saying would be, if you don't honor the penny, you're not worthy of the pound. And that's some kind of value system is there. But one argument, the main argument maybe here in Germany is, if you get rid of the small coins, that is the beginning of getting rid of cash. And many people in Germany still believe in cash. It's safer, it cannot be controlled easily. And is the saying here is like, cash is minted freedom. There are quite a few people who believe that they want to keep their cash.
Well, when I moved to Germany, I noticed that restaurants don't like credit cards or debit cards.
Yeah.
So you've had a meal and you go to pay for it with a credit card and say, oh, sorry, we don't accept those. So, well, how am I going to pay for my meal? I don't have cash.
Yeah.
There's an ATM like 2 miles down the road.
They often cite higher costs for like credit card companies charge restaurants and all this. I don't really know if this can be the main argument. But if you look at the city of Kleve, like on the Rhine River, close to the Dutch border, they had an interesting experiment. This city tried to get rid of the small coins, 1 and 2 cent coins, like about 4 years back. The initial reason was the local bank charged shops too much money for giving them like a stack of 1 cent, 1 euro cent coins. So the shop said, oh, we get rid of them. We do like the Dutch do and just accept 5 and upwards. And 2 years after, one can say the experiment failed. Why is that? Most shops went back to accepting 1 and 2 cents. And the reasons they were giving was fear of having a problem with the tax office later if there's too or less much money. That is a German argument. Another argument is it's unpractical if you have a long queue of customers in the shop and you have to explain each one how the rounding system works. Mm-hmm. Another argument were people were suspicious that they were given a bad deal. that they were maybe taken advantage of by the rounding. And there was a local study by a local university that said, on average, people paid 0.7 cent too much.
But doesn't it work out? You know, it kind of balances out. If you round up some prices and round down others, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably going to balance out. And it's small change anyway at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's true. But, I mean, still many Germans seem to be very adverse to having a, you know, this element of risk. And they like the price to be exact.
Okay, great. Andreas, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Andreas Becker from the DW Business Desk.